Geraldine Tausch begins now. And it begins with our positives and our negatives. Tausch, there were a lot of positives. It was much harder last time after that Sunday game in Denver. What was your biggest positive?
Yeah.
And then we'll get to negatives.
I really love the way the offensive line ran block. I thought the rushing game was really good.
193 yards.
Yeah, physical and, you know, kind of coming off. You just loved the mentality. And I'd say the same thing about the defense, but my positive, because we're talking about a lot of backups and a lot of guys that will probably be on the practice squad for this season, that doesn't mean the mentality and the culture of what you're trying to build. You want to see that with every group. And unlike last week where you're going against starters, you're going against other backups, and you completely kicked their keister. So I love the mentality. I think you have to look at how physical both sides of the football were. It was the Packers were flying around and playing much more physically than the Baltimore Ravens. So that is my positive in a big way. From what we gleaned on Saturday afternoon.
So let me ask you if my positive then is affected by that. Because I was going to say, hey, you're in limbo with your running backs, right? Because Marshawn Lloyd, I would predict, will start on the injured reserve.
Yep, I would agree.
Rob, when he joined us on Friday, pointed out that they have the new rule where you can go straight to IR and still be able to be designated for return later. You can do it with two players.
Yep.
So he, I'm guessing, is going to be one of them. He missed early part of camp with a hip injury, now the hamstring. I would predict that he will be a candidate for that. And then you don't know what's going to happen with A.J. Dillon. Mm-hmm. Like, first we weren't sure if he was the guy to be the number two running back. Then we thought, oh, well, he must be because he's inactive in Denver. Then it turned out he had a stinger, which is an injury that he had last season that forced him to miss three games at the end of the year, including both playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have either one of those, I don't think you necessarily want Emmanuel Wilson to be the next man up on a game day just yet.
Mm-hmm.
You would love for him to be your third running back. But that might very well be the case on Friday, September 6th in Brazil. And I thought what he showed and what Merriweather showed and even Nate McCrary showed were encouraging signs that, hey, in the short term, we've got some options if neither one of those other two guys are available to
us. I think it's pretty important for A.J. Dillon to be healthy, to be that second back, because if he's not, there's a chance you get pipped. Like, he could be a pipper. There are a lot of spots that you don't want to just go and find guys, but there's a lot of good running backs that are going to be practice squad and, you know, mm-hmm. young players that Goody has a knack of finding guys.
Mm-hmm.
So you hope that AJ's stinger issues get a little time and subside and that he's able to, you know, be that guy in the second spot. But I don't think the Packers, I would disagree with you in the fact that if it's Emmanuel Wilson, he's had a great camp.
He has.
He's shown a lot. I think he was pushing to be the two regardless. And with some of the injury things, again, who else is out there? But if the Green Bay Packers, they're going to lean more on Josh Jacobs than they've leaned on a number one running back for a long time.
Right.
Like, if you're advising in fantasy football, I think if Josh Jacobs stays healthy, he's going to have a heck of a year.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get a lot of touches. I don't think it's going to be the same rotation that we saw with Aaron Jones. He's here to be a workhorse. That doesn't mean you don't need someone to spell him and to be available when something happens to Josh Jacobs, which inevitably it does to running backs in this league because of the physicality of that position. But I don't think Green Bay will have one problem at all if Emmanuel Wilson is their second back heading down to Brazil. I think they'd be fine with that.
I think that they have expressed some concerns about him as a pass protector and a pass catcher out of the backfield.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't say he's going to be the third down back. You want to be the second back.
He's a work in progress for those things. But yeah.
Well, I'll say this. You can't play on third down if they don't feel great about it. Josh Jacobs gonna have to be out there all the time, because that is the fastest way. And I promise you this. Who's Philadelphia's D coordinator? I know they fired everybody last year.
Yeah, I'm not sure right now.
All right. Well, if I'm the defensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles and I find out that, you know, A.J. Dillon's not going to be able to play and that they have to put Emmanuel Wilson out there, I am going to match up and blitz the – I am going to put him in a position that he has to show that he can block. That you can guarantee. You can take that to the bank if that is what ends up happening.
It's Vic Fangio.
Fange.
Wow.
Yeah, he'll bring some pressure.
Yeah, he'll make things interesting.
Ah.
Kellen Moore is their offensive coordinator. All right.
That's
Jesse,
an operation that
couple
they better,
of head coaching
they better,
candidates
let
there.
Let me tell you
huh?
something. They better get off to a fast start if I'm Sirianni, because if they don't, a deuces B. And it might be deuces a double B, if you know what I mean.
Do you guys know what I mean?
Deuces double B. Is there a coach that's pretty good with the double B initials?
They're going to fire Nick Sirianni and hire Bill Belichick in season?
I would.
It's a bold strategy.
Why is that bold?
I don't think you can like just bring in a head coach in the middle of the year and expect it to be just fine. That seems tricky.
Let me tell you something. I'd have no qualms at all. I have an offensive coordinator that you hope has had a ton of experience. And you're telling me if the Eagles stink early and they think they're a championship contender, I'd bring in Bill Belichick in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I wouldn't do it. I'm saying usually when coaches get fired, they don't bring in other coaches. Jeff Saturday worked out pretty well when the Colts fired somebody in season. They did.
They played for a division title at the end of the year.
I don't think that
Jesse,
was that year.
Jesse, what's your positive?
Oh, yeah, you're right. That was the year before. My bad.
Yeah, they only won one or two games with him. So.
Yeah, they were terrible.
So Emmanuel Wilson was near the top of my list, but also the defense only allowed 177 yards. 2 of 10 were the Ravens on third down.
Quoth nevermore.
So as much as it was backups against backups, it was impressive sitting in the stands watching the defensive effort. And that of all the things that you want to feel good about going into the season, I was hoping you'd feel decent about where the defense stands under the new system and everything. And it looked like it was working, granted, against, you know, the backups of the backups for the Ravens. But if it was the Packers backups playing too, then hopefully it came down to system. And that makes me feel good about it heading into the year.
All right, Tausch, what's your negative?
I mean, I'll take the low-hanging fruit because it's preseason three. I will not do low-hanging fruit in the regular season.
But you'll reference all the low-hanging fruit en route to
sometimes
saying what
I
your
do.
Point is.
Sometimes yeah. I do. Apricots, not a low-hanging fruit, by the way.
Oh, really? They're high?
Yeah, I think Anders Carlson. I was really hoping that things would be solidified and you'd feel good about moving into the regular season. And the question marks, you don't want a ton of question marks when you're making these cuts. You want it to be, gosh, he's such a good player. I hate putting him out on waivers. You don't sense that's the case. And unfortunately, I think him missing that little chippy has reignited some of the doubt that the front office had in him. And that was the position that I think most Packer fans, because of the youth and the flexibility that this roster has, that was the one spot that you felt like needed to get solidified. And I think all through camp and everything else, you don't feel any better about it than you did before.
We'll break down tackle talk when we talk to Brian Bulaga later in the week. But I thought, you know, for a group that was hoping to have someone emerge as their swing tackle, if Kadeem Telfort doesn't grade out at, you know, 98% like A.J. Dillon did, I think they're going to be scouring for an option. And that's my negative, is that I think they were hoping, as much as you liked what the offensive line did, and Kadeem Telfort, I thought, played fine, but are they ready to give him that job? If they're not, they're going to be searching, because Andre Dillard seemed to be kind of getting his act together and then suffered the shoulder injury, has not practiced since the game in Denver, so they still have that hanging over them like low-hanging fruit. Jesse, you're negative?
I mean, the kicker.
Too hot.
How closely did you watch the game?
No, we watched it very closely. We watched it very closely until the middle of the third quarter, and then we decided it was time to go.
Beat the traffic before Devin Williams came in.
I wanted to be more original than saying that the backup quarterbacks weren't impressive, but I guess that's the other low-hanging fruit, that neither Michael Pratt nor Sean Clifford
felt like
they totally...
Well, you don't have to say that. Say something else.
Well, I'm not...
They each had a pretty good thrower, too.
They
just weren't consistent.
They had moments, but I don't feel good about where that stands. And you guys touched on that plenty in the first hour, that if it comes down to those guys having to step in for a team that has Super Bowl aspirations for a month or 6 weeks where the season can still stay on the rails as long as they can keep you at 500 in their starts, like, I don't feel good about either of them doing that right now. And so Taylor Heinicke or Marcus Mariota or whoever else that has NFL starting experience, I've seen enough of Clifford and Pratt to know, like, I think Pratt has a higher ceiling than Clifford. And I just think, like, I think the Sean Clifford thing, if you need someone who has some college experience that can step in and play if Love needs to go out, sure. But I think an NFL veteran to come in as a backup quarterback is the move for this season.
Let's poll this. Heinicke.
Barnicke.
Who else do we
have?
Heinicke, Tannehill.
Yeah, by the way, correction from earlier as I looked at Pro Football Reference. Tannehill arrived in Tennessee in 19, which would have been the year that LaFleur left. So he did not. They did not. They were two ships passing.
Little fake news action from Wildy, huh? Okay.
Two ships passing in the night. I would say it's inaccurate news.
Isn't that well? Whatever. Tannehill.
I think fake indicates.
Heinicke available, or is he a third string quarterback right now?
He is currently a third string quarterback.
So he's not even available.
Right, but
he might be.
But he might be. We're looking at guys they could trade for. Bailey Zappi.
A lot of guys could be.
Well, no, realistically, he
dude,
might
don't be a knob
I'm
about
I'm not being
this
a
one.
Knob.
Yeah, you could. Oh, even available.
Well,
you're,
a lot of guys you want him. You lit up when we
you
said Heinicke
earlier. The cost of
like
possibility.
Heinicke has shown some good things.
Would you throw the Falcons a seventh-round pick for Heinicke?
No, I value seventh-round picks too much. I'd give a sixth.
If it means saving the season from losing a Super Bowl versus...
Let me tell you something. If you're putting all your eggs in the Heinicke basket, you're going to have a lot of...
No one's putting all their eggs in the Heinicke.
You're going to have a lot of what happened with... You're going to have some rotten eggs is what I'm telling.
It's not putting all your eggs in the Heinicke basket. It's putting your eggs in either the Heinicke basket or the Clifford basket if it comes to it.
So I think this is more... And Jason, you'll get to the crux of this with your poll. Do you want a veteran or do you want one of these young guys? That's it.
Go out and get somebody.
Do you
pick one of them that you've got already? Yeah, I'll put that in the field.
I still go youth. The days of the old school, you know, Jason Love and Matt Ryan and Phil Rivers to play last year. I'm not interested in that anymore. But okay. I would have been wrong with the Cleveland Browns picking up Flacco. So it's kind of a fascinating little deal. And I don't know if I even look at Heinicke as some old washed-up dude. Like, I don't see him that way. So right. I'm voting Heinicke.
He's not old, and he's not washed up.
So where does he fit? So, Jason, veteran quarterback, rookie, or a middling journeyman? I think that's a slap to Heinicke's face, but it's accurate, right? He's been a middling journeyman quarterback. Fair?
Fair. He's had some good moments, and he's bounced around, and now he is potentially going to be on the trade markets. He's not available right now. Let me be very clear about that.
He started a playoff game.
He almost beat Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Could you just tell us about AmFam, please?
I certainly can. Hey, Packer fans, looking for the ultimate game day experience? Well, American Family Insurance, they have you covered. Picture this, hitting your very own VIP tailgate party, then cheering on the Packers, not from just some ordinary seats, from jaw-dropping seats. Enter the Dream Weekend Sweepstakes to win amazing game tickets, some would say jaw-dropping, a private tailgate exclusive, not Tyler Heinicke,
Taylor.
Not Pratt. Is it Taylor? Why do I say Tyler Heinicke?
Fake news!
You get Jordan Love merch. Much, much more, including all of those great seats. You get the great VIP experience. Don't miss out. Visit amfam.com/Packers. That's amfam.com/Packers to enter. Must enter by 11:59, not 12, not 12:01. On October 21st. See
after
official
breakfast.
Rules at amfam.com/Packers. Dream fearlessly, insure carefully.
All right. Today's Will Dientausch poll question will be in the field. We will ask the question next. It's Will Dientausch.
This is Will Dientausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Goody, what are you more likely to do for the Packers backup quarterback? Keep Clifford or Pratt, or go get a veteran backup slash journeyman to back up Jordan Love? All right, Tausch, you are the king of predictions when it comes to our polls. I know
yep,
we have been
less right
consistent.
On this one. I'm going to be right on this one. And you didn't put middling journeyman, right? It's just veteran or young player.
My choice was you only get 25 characters for the poll answers.
Thanks, so I did Elon.
That's your guy. Vet, I said go with Clifford or Pratt or find a vet journeyman.
Yeah, I think the answer our fans are going to give is find a vet journeyman. And I think the reason is because it's different. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they love.
Right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well, I'm not always right. I mean, I maybe wasn't right on the corn eating contest. I've been wrong a little bit more than I probably like.
But that was a different judge's fault. 57%.
That's early. Potato corridor is not even involved.
20. We're 20 votes in the first 30 seconds.
Yeah,
potato which is always
corridor.
Good.
We got Lake
Elon
Country.
Would just give me
we
back my.
We haven't hit Lake Country. I don't know where Lake Country's vote's coming.
That's,
there you go.
That's fair.
Big old.
Oh, I think I know where Lake Country's voting. Right now,
which
57.
Way is Lake
Country going? 57%. Clifford and Pratt. 42%. Find a vet journeyman.
Which way is Lake Country? I'm curious. Which way? But like, I think Potato Corridor is going to go veteran. Like, where do you think Lake Country's going?
Yeah, I wasn't referring to this poll. So, whether or not Goody thinks this way, I am very curious to find out. Because the fact that LaFleur had the opportunity to say something to the effect of, look, I know both those guys have had ups and downs, but we like them both a lot. There's a lot of things that go into this decision. But the fact that he said, see what else is out there in both instances, seems pretty significant to me, especially
yeah,
when he spent
strong.
The game with standing with Goody on the sideline.
Now, you love that he's standing by Goody. It is strong, and it's not. But again, watch what they do. Not what they say, and especially at this time, there's a lot of subterfuge and different things, but I would guess you believe in your team that it's right there.
He's proud of his town.
You want to have as much experience, and you just got to have trust. I don't even necessarily know if it's experience, and I don't know if they trust Sean Clifford. I think, honestly, the first 3 or 4 days of training camp, when Jordan Love was holding in,
mm-hmm.
and when that didn't go as smoothly as I think people had hoped, mm-hmm. That gets, you know, there's a lot of times as a backup quarterback, the best thing for you is to just continue to
play.
Be a backup. And maybe that is where Sean Clifford's at.
We're up to 63 votes in about a minute, and it's 58.8% go with Clifford or Pratt. 49.2% by the best journeyman.
The potatoes are starting to come in.
Yeah. Well, Clifford or Pratt or Mike White, they better hope that they never have to say, pour me in, coach.
Well, Jesse, it was hot out. Tito's handmade vodka on game day. Yeah, pour me in, coach. From a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch, root for your favorite team with your favorite team spirit. Stack a spicy Bloody Mary for your warm-up. Salt the rim of a Tito Rita during halftime, or you take home the win with a Tito's and anything. Cherry juice, soda, cranberry, water with a squeeze of lemon. I don't care what it is. You're calling the game. You change up your roster or wash that lucky jersey or wash your clothes if you're at Lambeau. And as long as you make Tito's your first round bottle pick, whose house? Oh, it's Tito's house. You know that's right. Find cocktail recipes for every fan at Tito'sVodka.com. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
I want you to hear Matt LaFleur's answer when I asked him what kind of team he thinks he has on his hands.
Ooh, tease.
Well, I don't know how you'll feel about the answer. I remember sitting there going, it's not what I was hoping for.
I'm sure glad you're going to play that audio.
Well, no, I think it illustrates maybe a little bit of the uncertainty, but also how confident he is in what he has in his team. We'll hear it next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
So here's what I asked Matt LaFleur after the game. Tausch, you tell me, put your Tausch translator hat on and tell me what you think of this exchange.
So when you're able to sit 38 starters or whatever you did today, you obviously have
11?
It was 30. I don't know how many.
It's more than I counted. But
I'm just curious, do you feel like you have a pretty good handle on what kind of football team you have? I know you can't know for certain, but from this past month, what kind of football team do you think you might have?
Well, I think we got a guy. We got a bunch of guys that are willing to grind and work and do the things that we want them to do. But ultimately, I think the true test is when you start getting into the season and then you face some adversity and how do you respond to that adversity? I was super proud of our group a year ago in regards to being able to handle a 4-game losing streak and things not going great, quite frankly. And those guys continue to work and show up every day with a good attitude, and we got better. And I think if there were some valuable lessons learned along the way in regards to how you have to respond when things aren't going your way, and you just got to keep, your head down and keep working.
Tausch, does that mean he knows he's got a really good team and he's just not going to come out and say it? Or does it mean that he's not really sure what he's got either until adversity hits and he sees how they respond?
No, I think he knows he's got a good team. And I also think he's not trying to hide it, but he also isn't going to shout from the rooftops. He's going to say, let's go prove it. And that's, I think, you don't want false confidence. And I heard Jordan Love, and I don't know what podcast he was on. He came out and said this championship team. Like, this is a team that we feel really good about. There's not going to be some low expectation game being played with this group. And I can assure you that's not the messaging that Matt LaFleur gave you is not what is being said in that room.
Mm-hmm.
They are thinking, why not Stuart Smalley? We're good enough, gosh darn it, and we can win a championship. So all of the other stuff that is being said is accurate. He's just not going to give you everything because I don't think it helps you. One of the nice things about last season was the expectation game wasn't there. He had been dealing with, you have Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback and an MVP. Mm-hmm. You're expected to win a world championship. Anything short of that is a failure.
Yep.
And now I don't think you need to put those expectations on these young guys because there's enough. There's enough pressure regardless. Those guys believe it, but you don't need to shout it from the rooftops. You could just say, we're going to work. We're going to keep working. We're going to plug. And he basically is saying, I like the moxie.
Cut of their jib.
Of this group, which is all you want to hear. I'm not interested in a bunch of shallow, platitudes. Oh man, we're gonna win a champion. Okay,
okay, but do you?
Let's go see it.
Do you want? Hey, it's Super Bowl or bust. Like, do you want?
Not at because this point. I don't. No.
Okay, because there have been years where, like, we would actually dissect whether or not Brett Favre said, "Hey, this is Super Bowl or bust." Mm-hmm. Oh, he didn't say it. Does he not believe that this is a Super Bowl team? So I don't like that game as a reporter, because what some of us do then is that we make a big deal on whatever they said, and then
not
if,
you though. You never do that.
No, I try not to, frankly, but I'm sure I've gotten caught
You're
up in it too.
Big word parser.
I am a big word parser.
That actually might be your nickname. You know, Shaq has the big Aristotle.
Big Aristotle.
You'd
the big
be
word.
The big word parser.
Yeah, thank you. I've been called worse, that's for sure.
If
including
Jesse's
on this
not
show.
Yeah, I think he's gonna put up the big word parser.
That's what he should do.
Football guy. So you don't want this team coming
no.
out? You just said Jordan Love did say on some podcast that it's a championship team.
I did not listen to the podcast. I can only go off of the headers on it. And it was parsed out as saying this is a championship caliber team.
You're quoting him.
I'm not quoting him. I didn't go like this. I didn't quote him.
You said he said on a podcast.
Something like that is what I said. Yes. So take that for what it's worth. Go listen to the podcast that he was on. I don't even know what podcast.
I can't tell you what it is.
I don't know.
But it's on Wisconsin on Demand.
No, I wish. I don't want young players. There is so much pressure on players in this league now that I don't need them to throw these crazy platitudes out there. We all know what our expectations are as fans. Mm-hmm. It's different than last year. I told you last year, enjoy the playoffs, because this will be the last year. If Jordan Love continues to progress, there ain't going to be any, oh, well, hopefully we win some games and maybe make the playoffs. Those days are over, which is right. Awesome that we didn't have this long extended window of suckitude, which some people thought might happen.
Rebuilding.
We had none of it. And now we're in a position that this team is good enough to win big. But I don't need Matt LaFleur pounding his chest saying, we're going to win the whole blanking thing. I want him to tell his guys that's the goal.
Right.
But they don't need to shout it from the rooftops. I'm fine with them being subtle and showing us, not telling us, what they're going to end up being as a football team.
Fair enough. All right. Jesse and Tausch are going to play a little Need It or Don't Need It presented by Fleet Farm. I will try and rejoin the show a little bit later in the program, if possible. In the interim, want to remind you that you got to get to Fleet Farm. You got to do it right now because their bucket sale is going on. Buy a 5-gallon Fleet Farm bucket and get 15% off everything you can fit inside said bucket. Shop in store through Wednesday, August 28th. That's this Wednesday. So you got today, you got tomorrow.
Question, what if I put a Wednesday. Bucket over a lawnmower? Does the lawnmower get 15% off?
Is the lawnmower in the bucket?
The bucket
or
is the bucket
in the
lawnmower.
On top of the lawnmower?
The bucket's on top. Obviously, it's not going to fit in a 5-gallon bucket, but if the bucket is covering the lawnmower.
Does it sound like that applies to the deal?
I feel like I read the rules fairly
All
clearly.
Right. I just want to make sure our judgment is good.
Well, let me let the other three judges decide, and then I can blame them if they get
it
wrong.
Did you ever hear the Supreme Court? There's 9 judges that do that. So it's not always just one judge, okay?
No, but they're not always pointing fingers saying those
guys.
Well,
they point a lot
well,
of fingers.
Yeah,
you're, trust me, they do.
Right, but all, never mind.
Called dissent. Have you ever heard of dissent? Go back.
Yeah, but you
finish your read.
You didn't even dissent. You just
uninvolved. What? Because I wasn't there. I didn't have all the access to the information.
What kind of a judge are you?
What kind of judge?
You can't fit a lawnmower in the bucket. Problem solved.
Okay.
So again, the bucket sale goes through Wednesday. So make sure you get over there and save 15% on something smaller than a lawnmower.
Shouldn't the postman have the bucket over his head?
You know, Fleet Farm's also got everything you need for everyday life. Turn his mic off, would you? But did you know they also have the best prices guaranteed? Any day, every day, from pet food to auto essentials and more, you won't find better deals. Shop the best prices guaranteed today, in-store or online at fleetfarm.com.
Don't you want to just go try and see what you can all fit in a bucket?
I do, and I need to go get some bubbler drinks. So I'm going to see if I could stack the cases in a way that I could save 15% on like three or four of them.
That'll fit in the bucket.
It's going to be a
but
challenge.
But you can't rip open the case of the bubbler and like
pour the,
pour the cans in.
Part of the problem. Well, theoretically, you could open them up, and then you could flatten out the boxes and slide the boxes
in. As long
in.
As the box is in the bucket.
This might be some. This might be a digi only. What can Wildy fit in a bucket?
Let's revisit this.
You only have till Wednesday. Get to it.
Can you disassemble the lawnmower?
Just part it out. I just want the muffler.
You guys can figure that out without me next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com. Ready to roll, ready to not,
ready to give it one more shot. Wildy and Tausch back with you.
What are you doing here?
I'm hosting the show because Jason...
I think he's going to fill his bucket up at Fleet Farm.
That might be what he's up to. I don't actually know what he's
what
up to.
What would you go with, though, like if you're going... Because you think about it, you can go get candy and just, like, pile it in there.
Yeah. Like, if you have, like, a candy dish at your desk at your office and you want to just keep filling mm-hmm. that thing up and people keep coming and taking it all, this would be the time to go stock up on candy. Yep. You get everything 15% off. Mm-hmm. Just toss it all in the bucket.
Yeah, you're not going to fit a lawnmower in there, but parting it out, interesting. You got a lot of creativity, I bet, over at Fleet Farm right now.
I think you load up on the small things to get as much as you can for 15% off. So like,
but what you get a big ticket item, 15% of a big number is a lot better than 15% of a small one.
See, I think you go quantity and go for the most things you can fit, like car air fresheners. The little things you put up on the dash or up on that mirror. Like
I know what a car
air freshener is. Put a few of those in there. Put some candy in there for the candy dish.
What if you just went and got piles of gift cards and dumped them in there?
I'm guessing certain rules do apply for the bucket.
That's why I asked.
Gift card, I feel like that would be kind of circumventing the rules at Fleet Farm. I would imagine. I don't know. I haven't seen the fine print, and we don't have that posted at ESPNWisconsinContest.com, which is more
I'm sure there are,
my purview.
Yes, I'm sure there's some stipulations within the bucket game that's being played.
So Jason was telling us all about the bucket because we're getting ready to play Need It or Don't Need It preseason edition presented by Fleet Farm.
Need it? I guess you're just what I need. That's what I need. Or don't need it? Presented by Fleet Farm. Remember, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, then you don't need it. Fleet Farm, serving the Midwest since 1955.
I wanted to say Emmanuel Wilson was my positive, but you guys kind of claimed that from me.
You tried to say, well, I don't want to say this, but...
He averaged almost 5 yards a carry.
He was super positive, yes.
He looked to me like the best player on the Packers offense on Saturday.
Yeah, Bo Melton looked pretty good.
Bo looked good, but Bo's also like probably the first guy of the starters who didn't play. But Emmanuel Wilson looked really good. So my question for you, Tausch, need it or don't need it, does Emmanuel Wilson need to be on the 53-man active roster?
Yeah. We just were talking about him potentially being the backup going down to Brazil.
Well, last week we asked, does A.J. Dillon need to play this week to secure his spot on the roster? Are they going to keep four running backs?
I just think the injury part of this will kind of throw everything into a little bit of a quandary. Because I agree with Jason. Lloyd's going to be he's going to be on IR short-term pop. Whatever it's going to be, he's going to be not on the active to start. A.J. Dillon, we don't know. I'm sure he's doing everything in his power to be healthy enough to play. I wonder where Green Bay's head's at with him. And I think it really comes down to, is there somebody out there that they've loved that they didn't get, undrafted free agent or a draft pick that they didn't get that is now available that somebody's trying to stash that they really want in there? The problem is they have to have somebody that they feel good about. And Jason's point on Emmanuel Wilson is, listen, the kid's running his tail off. You know, you give him outside zones and, you know, the running game, I don't think anybody's going to argue he's ready to go. But that's not all that entails of being a running back in this league, and especially now with catching the ball out of the backfield, which Matt LaFleur is going to ask. But really the big part, you got a $220 million quarterback. Are you going to leave him out there on third down when Vic Fangio is scheming up things to get one-on-one with their linebackers on him, are you going to feel comfortable putting him out there? It sounds as if that's not where the Packers are at with him yet. So that spot with the injuries, very interesting what they do with A.J. Dillon, because Emmanuel Wilson does need to be on this roster.
I agree. It also furthers my theory that running back, even though we do love running backs and that they are valuable components of the team, they are the most replaceable position in football, in my opinion. I've had that opinion
I'll
for
say
eight
this.
To 10
there
years.
There is a lot of young players that just need their opportunity, and there have been more fifth, sixth, seventh undrafted studs that have played in this league. And Aaron Jones, I believe, was a fifth-round pick. He was a stud for this team. Ryan Grant was a late pick. He was a stud on teams that I played for. There are a lot of guys. The Denver Broncos made a living just grabbing guys and putting them in the system and letting them churn. I understand your point.
Need it or don't need it.
So while we were at the game.
But then why do you spend $12 million a year on Josh Jacobs if that's how you feel?
So. I don't know if that's money well spent, but we're going to find out.
And you try to trade for JT23.
I guess that's money you can spend when you have receivers that are as cheap as they are for the next year or two. So I guess it all factors in a little bit. There's always been this obsession. I don't know if it's just been the last like 5 years or if it's gone back further than that, with Packers fans doing the wave while the Packers are on offense. And it happened again on Saturday. And when it happened, a video message from Jordan Love popped up on the board saying, "Are we really doing the wave on offense right now? Knock it off." And yeah. Need it or don't need it, do the Packers need to dial back the obsession with fans getting, or getting fans, I should say, to stop doing the wave when the team is on offense?
No. I am always here for fans to enjoy themselves at games. Do what you do. There's plenty of time to do the wave. I'm telling you, as a player, and if you're a fan that wants to help your team win, which I believe 99% of fans come to the games, they want to have a great time and a great experience, but they want to see their team win. You make an impact. Fans make a huge impact. Going into the Metrodome, I can still hear that noise just bubbling in my head, and the headaches you have after, because you got to focus so intently on watching the ball because you can't hear a thing. I don't want, if I'm at home, at Lambeau, where I finally get an advantage of having to be able to hear the snap count and all the adjustables, schematically, you can't do that in loud places. I'm not interested in the fans making a ton of noise when we're on offense, live during a game when you could do it during the commercial break. I can understand why the Packers front office are putting this Jordan Love video out there. Don't do it. The wave is not that cool. Do it as much as you want when the defense has the football, or when the defense is on the field, or there's so many commercial breaks. Now just do it during the commercial. I love the wave. Do the quick one. Whoop, whoop. Go ahead. Knock yourselves out. Just don't do it when the team's on offense. It's not that hard.
Does it matter in preseason?
But you want to prep yourself for the regular season.
It's preseason for the fans too. Yeah.
Like, is it the biggest deal in the world? No, but you want to help your team win. This ain't doing it. Period.
Need it or don't need it.
Were you getting up and doing the wave?
No, I actually, even when the team was on defense and they were doing it, I did not get up and do it. Too hot. The wave didn't cool you down. Just get up, get down, get up, get down. Then you lose your position.
Yeah, they should
you
do sprits. Battle. They should do some spritzing.
You jostle for positioning on those bleachers because you get bumped down. Like if you're on the ends, which we're kind of toward, we're seats 3 and 4. If you're on the ends, you would think those are the better seats, but the people in the middle, they can spread out a little more leg room, and then it has the repercussions for the people on the ends. If you don't have those seat backs, you're in trouble.
You think they should have like a keister? Where you have to fit your keister in, and then if you don't, there's like wider keister seats.
I do not think the Packers should implement wide keister seats. No, I don't think they should do that.
Need it or don't need it.
Don't need it.
Okay. Lambeau just Field. Asking questions.
But need it or don't need it. So I had not been to a preseason game in 8 or 9 years, and the last time I'd gone was the first time I'd ever actually gone as a fan to a Packers game. So this was a really new experience for me going to the preseason game, and it was a little lackluster outside the stadium. I don't know if it was because it was noon on a Saturday and that it was hot, or if this was what it is for all preseason games, but the establishments we usually hit up didn't have the live music and the fun and games going on like they normally do. Just definitely a died down atmosphere outside the stadium. We walked right in. Like, we went in at the usual time we go in. Usually there's a 30-minute line to get in. We walked right in, piece of cake, right through those metal detectors, good to go. Need it or don't need it, do the establishments around Lambeau Field need to treat a preseason game like a regular season game? You only get so many out of the year. Why not live it up?
No, you don't. You're not going to have the same crowds, so you're going to staff it and then pay more and lose money? Like, you guys know your business a lot better than you do, Jesse. No offense to you. You're still going to have drinks available. You're still going to want to make money. But are you going to do the Packers treat their home opener where they're bringing in bands the same way they do this? They didn't. You going to criticize them?
No, the home opener is different. The first game is a celebration of, you know, we're back. Football's back. But when you only, all these local businesses, they thrive on game days. They only get 9, maybe 10 of them
a year.
Yeah,
and they want to make
situation.
Money. So what, you want them to overstaff and then put some big entertainment out when they're not going to get the same crowds. You're not going to have as many folks just coming in to watch the game at their bar as you would for a regular season home game. So you have to be smart about how you're going to operate your business. It can't just be, well, there's a game, we got to go big. It's a preseason game, and we've seen from everybody the preseason continues to lose relevance, and they're doing it intentionally so that they can get a 18th game. That's what's happening here. This isn't rocket science to figure this out.
What I remember from 8 or 9 years ago is the party was still living. I mean, that was a Thursday
you're
night
living
game
in
we
the
had
past.
Gone to.
You're living in the past, man. This your mama's preseason ain't your preseason. It ain't going to be your kids or dog's preseason.
It's changed.
It's
just not,
yeah. It's going to get more and more on the other side, and you're going to try to get more regular season games, and they're, I think, intentionally not legitimizing. That's not the right word I'm looking for, but they're trying to make this less and less appetizing for fans and players and TV so that they can get more regular season games and get those more windows so that they can make more money.
And it's
isn't
hard.
It's 100% working.
Need it or don't need it is presented by Fleet Farm. The establishments, Tausch, that we went to, you know, we were at the usual ones around Lambeau. We didn't get over to Quick Trip. Maybe that's where all the action was taking place on Saturday afternoon.
Summer weather, not today, but soon, is about to turn to fall, and my grill has been getting quite the workout. My go-to right now, of course, from Quick Trip is ground beef straight from the Quickery. $2.99 a pound. When I want to make burgers from scratch, and Max did that last, the little crusty little smash burgers. Oh, baby, it's the perfect ingredient. And you know, ground beef deals aren't the only thing Quick Trip has to offer. Chicken. And today's Monday, roasted chicken for $5.99. And on Wednesday, you got your bone-in and tender deals for $9.99 on Wednesdays. And did I mention that the tenders, they are so good, hand-breaded and boneless. Grab Quickery white bread for 99 cents a loaf and make some sandwiches. And we're in Wisconsin after all, so the dairy deals at Quick Trip are second to none. Nature's Touch American Cheese, $1.99. Put them on your smash burgers. Perfect for a classic grilled cheese if that's what you want with that Quickery white bread. And you finish off every meal with Nature's Touch vanilla or chocolate ice cream for $2.99. All those deals and more at Quick Trip. Download the Quick Rewards app to order ahead and earn points. Take care of the payment and just stop by to pick it all up or get it brought to you curbside. Came into town. My fuel light just hit when I pulled in.
Oh, boy.
I got to run. I got to do some work over at the stadium today. I am going all the way back to SP tonight, and I think I'll be fine. But
I
may be calling you to grab me a little gas at Quick Trip if I run out.
All right. I'll be on standby. I got nothing better to do. You know me.
It might actually be great digi, which you know I love. I love good digi.
How do you want to approach that digi? Me answer? You want me filming myself as you call me saying, hey, I need some gas?
No, I want it to be more organic. Just when you go to Quick Trip with the red can, you got to put a little gas in there to get old tea back to the finish line. That's more about. And then you can interview me like why I was such an idiot to not put gas in earlier. And I don't really have a great answer for you.
First, I'd have to go over to Fleet Farm and buy one of the red cans. So this could be
just put it in the bucket.
Put it in the bucket. And we're good to go. Honestly, we were going to do positives and negatives reviewing coming up next, but there really haven't been that many that have been submitted. I think, I don't know if it's because the game was on Saturday or it was just kind of a blah.
Or because it was the third preseason game.
Right.
Yeah. But we just got to be honest about where we're at.
But a lot of interesting returns to the poll question that Jason has posed
dryer
within the
sheets?
Last hour. Not the dryer sheet question. Clifford or Pratt or a veteran backup?
Ooh.
We will hear what Matt LaFleur said answering Jason's question about how he assessed Pratt and Clifford on Saturday. And we'll check some of the returns and responses to that poll question coming up in 2 minutes. Jesse and Tausch on Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.